The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The answer.
Melekalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
There it is. Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. And Merry Christmas in Hawaii and around the world. Australia, we know you're listening. Appreciate that so much across the United States on AM970TheAnswer.com. And in New York, in Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. We love you for listening to AM970 The Answer with Frankie Five Burrows, Morano, and Al Gattulo, and Debbie Duhaime. It pains me to do this, but we have to give you the cutting-edge news. That's what we're about here at the radio station. And Nancy Pelosi is stepping up to the podium now, and she's going to make an announcement on this Democrats' impeachment fiasco in the wake of these Nadler-Schiff hearings. And as much as it pains me, let's listen in to Speaker Pelosi now in Washington, D.C. Thank you, Frankie.
Or a corrupt leader. Impeachment. Unless the Constitution contained an impeachment provision, one founder warned, a president might, quote, spare no effort or means whatsoever to get himself reelected. Similarly, George Mason insisted that a president who procured his appointment in his first instance through improper and corrupt acts might repeat his guilt and return to power. During the debate over impeachment at the Constitutional Convention, George Mason also asked, shall any man be above justice? Shall that man be above it who can commit the most extensive injustice? In his great wisdom, he knew that injustice committed by the president erodes the rule of law, the very idea that of fair justice, which is the bedrock of our democracy. And if we allow a president to be above the law, we do so surely at the peril of our republic.
You know, it's scary. It's Joe back on the radio, AM 970, The Answer. And we're listening to Nancy Pelosi do this speech. She's got flags behind her. One, two, three, four, five, six American flags behind her. How dare she? She's got a fancy American flag on her lapel. She's wearing a white kind of a nice kind of jacket, always well-dressed, you know, and a large beaded necklace around her neck, but very coiffed. She goes into that teleprompter trance. She's got her mouth thing going. And this is all, by the way, just so you know, all made up and manufactured. This is a coup in the making. And that's my humble opinion. Sorry.
Yesterday, at the Judiciary Committee, the American people heard testimony from leading American constitutional scholars who illuminated without a doubt that the president's actions are a profound violation of the public trust.
Excuse me. Professor Turley said that you're abusing the power, Madam Speaker.
The Constitution, especially when he says and acts upon the belief, Article 2 says I can do whatever I want. No, his wrongdoing strikes at the very heart of our Constitution, a separation of powers, three co-equal branches.
Her surgery's pretty good, Frankie, you know?
And balance
on really? You mean, how old is she now?
I believe she's in her 80s.
Yeah, she looks good. Good surgery. We get in touch with her plastic surgeon. I could use a little of that. Thank you.
She's 79.
God bless her. God bless her.
Because he is trying to corrupt, once again, the election for his own benefit.
No, wrong.
The president has engaged
That's fake news.
In abuse of power, undermining our
fake
national
news.
Security
More
and
fake
jeopardizing
news.
The integrity
Al, can you get a stinger every time there's some fake
his
news you can put it in there?
Are in
or somebody should just say, I don't know.
I don't know.
to preserve, protect.
Oh, get to the point, Madam Speaker, please, with the speaking.
Sadly.
Okay.
But with confidence and humility.
We're all waiting to see she's going to put it up for a vote, the impeachment up for a vote. I can't even believe they're talking about impeachment.
Today, I'm asking our chairman
Here you go.
To proceed with articles of impeachment.
Here you go.
I commend our committee chairs and our members for their somber approach to actions which I wish the president had not made necessary. In signing the Declaration of Independence, our founders invoked a firm reliance.
Oh, talk to me about the founders.
It's
a disgrace. All right, Frankie, I think we got it. So she's going to put the articles of impeachment up. So they will go put the articles of impeachment before the House, and of course they will vote. I mean, and I would like to see who doesn't vote for impeachment. It must be me. There's two or three Democrats that might not vote, you think, Frankie, along with her. But you know this is going to go right through the House. And does that happen today? Is that what she's saying?
She didn't get to that point yet, but she didn't say the timeline. But I'd be very surprised if they went forward with a vote today on this.
She's walking away. She just finished. She walks so funny at her heels. It's like, I'm trying not to fall. And now they're back to the American flags. This is a fiasco. Please, I talk to you on the radio. As I come behind this microphone, we are Salem Media's flagship station. I take this very seriously, and I really do, and I do the homework for you because I enjoy it. It's great, the interaction that we have together on the radio. It's like nothing I've experienced, and you know what's interesting? My friends in entertainment, you know, the big stars in films that I know in music and everything, there's nothing like this. I've never experienced this connection with the radio thing. It's like I knew it when I started doing it in college, and I saw it. Wow. And then I got sidetracked by, you know, getting into the entertainment industry and working. And thank God I've always been working, you know. But to come before the mic, with a shout out to Jerry Crowley for, you know, saying, hey, we got to get Piscopo on the air. And then Salem went, what? What did it? Who? What? And so, thank God, Phil Boyce, the legendary programming guru, Phil Boyce came on board, and here we are into our sixth year. So I talked to you from my heart, and if it was wrong, I would tell you it was wrong. I would be, I mean, I can't, I, it's just not in my chemical makeup to lie or to be disingenuous. I just can't do it. It's that life is too short. I'm honest to a fault, honestly to a fault. So when I see this and I see Nancy Pelosi with American flags behind her, man, and she's talking about impeachment. They went impeachment. Why did they go to impeachment? Not anything that the president said. Listen to it. In a court of law, if you took this case to a court of law, it would be laughed out of the courtroom. It wasn't thought out. It wasn't prepared properly. Every attorney that we've had on the show, all the brilliant minds we have on the show, you heard Professor John Turley, one of the most brilliant legal minds out there yesterday, say this is abuse of power by who? By the Democrats. It's what it is to take down the president. Why? Because they got nobody. They don't have Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren can't win. Bernie Sanders can't win. You know, you run Tulsi Gabbard, you got a shot. They're not going to run Tulsi Gabbard. They just don't like her for some reason. Right? Kamala Harris steps away. They blame the country for being racist. That's why she stepped away. She couldn't raise a dime. Kamala Harris couldn't raise a dime. They blame us. This is wrong. It's so wrong. And I pray to God that we could, that people see this. And what's scary and what's upsetting and why I got so riled up this morning is because the mainstream media runs on a narrative that this is truth, and it's not truth. This is a coup. It's a takedown. The mainstream media hates when the president of the United States says you're fake news and you're making up stories. And you and I go, you know what? The president's right. The president is right. They manufacture stories. All they want is hook, line, and sinker. This is a war between the people, and this is a war between the people and the deep state. That's what this is right here. This is a war between you and I. And all right, let's put deep state aside. Wrong term. Because it's conspiratorial when you say deep state. This is war between us and the swamp in Washington, the dreck, the parasites that are in D.C. And the good ones we put on the radio, and they are our true good public servants in both parties. But for the most part, the majority rules down there, and it's the insidious swamp creatures that are lifelong bureaucrats that see this president and see you and I as a threat. Because we see the nonsense that's going on.
You have this president. He's just turning everything upside down, inside out, and backwards. It's why we voted for him. From NATO to what's happening in China to the economy to manufacturing. He brought Apple back to the United States of America. Donald Trump did that. Are you kidding? How long have I been railing about that? Even before the president was even going into it, we were on the radio saying Apple should make some sort of Apple product in the United States. They're in Texas. How many times do I tell you that Nike should make sneakers in the stressed areas? How do you miss that? How do you miss when you go to a great city like Paterson, New Jersey, and you see, why don't they bring manufacturing to these great cities to revitalize the community? Do they not care about revitalizing the American community? Nah, let them do the sweatshops in Malaysia, wherever they go. Nike now came to Arizona. But that's under the Donald Trump presidency. You can't discount it, whether you hate or not. And trust me, you know that all the people in charge, all the banks, all the Wall Street cats, all these big power brokers, they know. They know if Elizabeth Warren gets in, it's done. If Buttigieg gets in, it's done. It's done. The economy will tank, and then you're going to be free everything. And before you know it, our republic slips away. And now we have to stay so vigilant now. But what's scary is that they could take it to the point where it is on a little minuscule thing. You heard KT McFarland. You're going to want to podcast that in about an hour. We'll shoot out the podcast from the morning show. And you listen to the KT McFarland interview, how they went after this stellar, brilliant American and KT McFarland, who served her country. And she went to the White House. They went after her. The Mueller probe went after her. Oh, yeah. The Mueller probe. Remember that? Remember that? The collateral damage of that still exists. People are still in debt because of that. People are still hurting because of that. People are still paying their bills because of that. General Flynn, have 30 years as in the military. They went after it. Roger Stone, waiting, facing 20 years in prison. For what? For misstating something? Oh, you were lying. No. I didn't mean. No, you were lying. We're going to do a pre-dawn raid on your house. If it happened to them, and they visited even the great KT McFarland, it could happen to you and I tomorrow. Really, I'm telling you. Just so we have to stay vigilant on this. Don't be, preaching to the choir here. You know, you can't let them try to take that narrative because they think the bulk of America is dumb. And I would only say to my Democrat, liberal, progressive friends, see the light. And I think they do. They know this. But they just can't stand Donald Trump to the point where they're going to say, we don't care. We're going to take the country down if we have to get somebody new and run somebody. Give an initiative. Come up with a platform. What platform do you have? What are you going to save the inner cities? How about that? How about, the drug prices, the health care fiasco? The failure of Obamacare? All right, we made a mistake. Let's work together. USMCA, you going to sign that or not? Oh, my goodness gracious. They don't care about you and I. Could care less. All about power and control. But to do it to this degree is like nothing I've ever seen. You know, like when you talk about Nixon being taken in, Nixon was Richard Nixon, you know, I mean, in many, many ways, a great president. He, you know what? He sanctioned a break-in. You know, Bill Clinton lied under oath. Okay, got it. What did Donald Trump do again? It's not even clear or concise. This is a political takedown. It's a coup that we're experiencing. It's a bloodless coup, we hope. But you and I got to stay more vigilant than ever. 18 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. We have Linda still on the phone there, Frankie?
Absolutely.
Linda calling in. Good morning, Linda. Thanks for calling in. And a good morning and happy holidays to you. What's on your mind this morning?
Thanks, Joe. I can't believe who I'm following. I listened to that KT McFarland interview this morning, and she was spot on. Yeah. We have wasted time, and we are perceived probably by China as, you know, just confused.
Yeah.
And so why would they want to negotiate? So we've
lost time there.
That's the right. USMCA agreement that should have been signed a while ago. We have wasted so much time. I am so frustrated and sickened. I feel like my democracy is falling apart. When Nancy Pelosi just said that he, Trump, and by the way, I can't believe what a magnificent job Trump has done. And I voted for him because I didn't have a choice, basically.
Right.
He has surprised me.
That's
and
right.
He is the bull in the china shop, as she said this morning, but that is who we needed. He hasn't corrupted the election coming or the past. The Democrats have corrupted that, are corrupting this election, not Trump. Now, in my frustration this morning, I'm like, what can I do? Well, what can I do? I can call, even though it's late in the calling, I can call Jerry Nadler. I got his Washington, D.C. office. I can call Adam Schiff. I got his Washington, D.C. office. You just put in their name and Washington, D.C. When you call the Washington, D.C. office, you get a person. When you call, for example, Schumer's office, it takes hours and hours to get on, and often they don't even pick up the phone.
Yeah.
So Washington, D.C. is the phone number of any representative to call. I have those numbers, by the way, to make things easier for people. We have to get off our bottoms and start calling. Yeah. It's never too late. We have to have a voice. Why are we like this? Because most Americans are complacent.
They listen
and they go on. I get it. You know, I'm your age, Joe. I've been around for a while. This is hideous.
I know. Hey,
this
you know what?
This is a man who has outshined what many of us thought he would be able to do.
He is the man we need,
and he's an honest man. He gave up everything to become president of the United States.
Yeah, you're right. Give us the numbers.
How many people would give up everything? He had a beautiful life in New York. Most people loved him in New York
at that point. What numbers you got? You got Schiff's number and
okay,
you got...
Yes, I do.
Go for it, Linda. Go for it.
Jerry Nadler in D.C., 202-225-5635. That's Nadler. Schiff, 202-225-4176. And I would also include Pelosi. I don't have that number, but she's getting a call, too. One more thing, Joe.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for getting off exit 21 on the Southern State to come to Rockville Center to be at Molloy College Madison Theater. I was there, and you don't just talk from your heart on the radio, and you're a bright man. You entertain from your heart. That show was spectacular, and I'm a Broadway nut, and I've been to many, many, you know, singers and performers. You blew us away.
Oh, you are the best.
You are one talented man. My only thing is, don't wait for 6 years to come back to Rockville Center, Long Island. You got it.
Thank you, Linda. God bless you, and Merry Christmas. Thank you. And thanks for your kind words. That beautiful Madison Theater in Rockville Center was great. We had a great time. All the listeners came out, and we had a full sold-out house. And God bless you, Linda. Thank you for being there. Thank you for your kind words. 9:22 right now. That's the reason I'm on the radio, because of great folks, great Americans like Linda right there, Debbie Duhame, you know?
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
You're an amazing performer. If anybody gets a chance to see you, it's true what Linda said. You will be blown away by your talent. And you
engage
with the audience.
Thank you. You're so good.
You're so awesome.
You know, it's the wheelhouse. That's what I really do. I'm like in the blue collar of entertainment, you know. I sweat on stage, work on stage, love it. And tonight we'll be at the Padre Pio event. It's on my Twitter feed at Jersey Joe Piscopo.
Yes.
And then I'll be at the Park Central comedy situation. We're helping out a charity over there as well. I'll give you that when we come back. I'll give you the information. Debbie's looking out for you this morning, as she always does. We appreciate it, Deb. 9:23, Miss Duhame on AM 970. The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go to New Jersey Transit. A 30-minute delay on the Montclair-Bouton line with a disabled train over at Watchung Avenue. We're going to keep an eye on that for you. Also, subways. If you're heading to the downtown 6 train, delays with some ongoing signal issues. Inbound GWV, Lincoln and the Holland, all 30. Garden State Parkway North at 154. Accident cleared out of the way. We're still seeing stop-and-go traffic this morning as you take a ride to 2727 at Talmadge Road into Edison. It's an accident. accident that happened early this morning. They're still repairing the traffic light there. Westbound BQE by the Williamsburg Bridge, an accident there as well. About 15 to 20 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Staten Island Expressway East at Highland Boulevard. They just cleaned up an accident, and we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on 287 East, out by Exit 5 and White Plains, with a collision there. Partly cloudy today. High of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. You know, Perillo Tours is starting their 75th year in business with vacations to Italy. And I'm so proud to have the Perillo name on the show. When I sat down with Steve and we came up with the concept of advertising on this program, it was with such great respect. And Steve is such a great guy. And Linda and the Perillo family. You hear Steve on the air. And he is, he's as nice as he sounds, and he's fun. And they're so committed to making sure you have a great time when you travel all around. They go to Spain, they go to Hawaii, they go all over the world, right? And now we're going to go back to Italy again because the last trip was so successful. And I'll tell you the inside line, because I love you and I'm always honest with you. Even before the last trip sold out so quick, right? The last time we went, we already planned before. We said, well, we should do this again. And here we are in it again already. Easter in Rome. Once in a lifetime trip. And, you know, if you don't go now, you know, you may never go. That's why I said to my sister, Carol, you got to go now. Otherwise, you're not going to go. So this is an 8-night, 10-day Easter in Rome tour. Good Friday, Easter Sunday in Rome. We have a mass on Easter Sunday, Saturday night dinner, and performance by yours truly. I'll be there, and I'll be swinging for you. And Steve Perillo at the piano. It's worth going just to see Steve. He's great. He's funny. He's wonderful and extremely talented at the keyboard. Then we go to Assisi. Then we explore the Tuscan countryside, Siena and Pisa and Chianti, Florence, Cinque Terre, and more. 5-star deluxe hotel in the heart of Rome, a charming restored villa and mill in the Tuscan countryside. You get the best of both worlds. After experiencing Rome for Easter, right, we slow down the pace in the Tuscan countryside, only a short ride to Florence. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. Janice, Diana, and the team at Perillo are standing by for you as I speak. 800-431-1515. I'd love to see you in Italy, Easter in Rome. Or go to, please, PerilloTours.com.
Kevin McCullough has advice for Mr. Venman.
Lieutenant Colonel Venman, please.
Oh, sorry. Lieutenant Colonel Venman.
Sorry, Mr. Venman. Lieutenant Colonel Venman. He decided he would join the ranks of Yovanovitch and Taylor and Kent, who just didn't have any impeachable crime against the president. They just didn't like his policy. You coward, anti-American, non-patriot. Give up your uniform.
Kevin McCullough Radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Cole, former 10-year CIA veteran and former White House appointee. Did you know the biggest threat to you and your family's safety is not a nuclear threat or terrorism? The thing that should keep you up at night is the fact that an immense cyber attack is inevitable. The damage can range from losing your privacy to the extreme, like losing the grid and everything electric for days, weeks, or even months. But I am here to help you. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, where I will talk to you about what you can do to protect you and your family. I am a media expert and regular on shows like Fox and Friends, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and many others as the go-to expert in the world of cyber safety. And I'll help you get started protecting yourself today. Email me at ecole@secureanchor.com for a free copy of my book, Online Danger. Tune in to Cyber 9/11 with me, Dr. Eric Cole, Saturdays at 2 p.m. before it's too late.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. It is a 9:28. Mike Lindell's going to join us in a little while this hour. You heard me tell you about Parian and Sons of Franklin Lakes. 4 generations, almost 100 years of selling and servicing fine jewelry and watches. You got to go to Parian and Sons now. You know why Glenn and Maria
as you heard me tell you, are going to retire. We wish them all the very best. But first, they must liquidate everything store-wide. Everything at Parian & Sons has been discounted up to 70%. I've always been telling you how great Parian & Sons are, right? The jewelry, the diamonds, the diamonds. You don't know diamonds. I don't know diamonds. Parian & Sons knows diamonds better than anybody. They'll walk you through the four C's to pick out the best diamond the way they did for my little Charlie, you know? And then watches, designer watches, designer jewelry. And then there's other stones. I don't even know what they are. I'm walking around the store. I go, Clay, what is it? Blue stones, green stone, emeralds, I guess. I don't know what. All I know is they were drop dead gorgeous. All the jewelry at Parian & Sons is gorgeous. So now this week you can buy all of that jewelry and all of those watches of your dreams, by the way, at up to 70% off. Nothing is being held back. Wish Glenn and Maria the very best in the retirement. I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do for me? You're going to love Parian & Sons. It's the going out of business sale going on right now on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Ah, there it is, baby. Beach Boys.
Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told.
Good morning, good morning. Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970 The Answer. What a morning. Mamma mia. Nancy Pelosi, we just heard, she's going to suggest and she's going to hand off to the House that they vote for impeachment. Now they're going to put the vote up. And once that happens, you know, they'll say they vote to impeach and you'll see all the networks go, oh, they're taking down the president. Oh, this is what's happening. And Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and the, excuse me, dreck of the Democratic Party are going to be so happy. AOC is going to be dancing, you know, in the streets and in the streets of Washington because she barely comes home. But they're going to be so excited. And then it's going to go to the Senate, and then I hope, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. I hope they do a trial in the Senate, and only because they will have the ability to subpoena and bring Joe Biden in. I would subpoena President Obama. I would just, you know what, take the gloves off and go for it. But I can't get a read on Mitch McConnell because there's something in me that just doesn't trust the Republicans. I just don't trust the Republicans in the Senate because, you know, what if all of a sudden something crazy happens and then their guy Mike Pence comes up? I don't trust it. But hopefully they are just loyal enough, appreciative enough, smart enough to know that President Trump is the reason the Republicans are in power. If they weren't, believe me, if Donald Trump didn't run, who was they were going to elect Jeb Bush? I mean, really? There was nobody. Donald Trump came in, like him or not. And like Linda was saying, he's done. Did you think that Donald Trump would do this good of a job? I just like the drama of it all. I love Donald Trump as president. Are you kidding me? This is great. This is great. So he goes in. And I knew that he was, because I've known him for 40 years, the citizen Trump, right? I've known citizen Donald J. Trump for years. I know how smart he is. I know how he works. I've worked for him. And when you worked for the Trump organization, it was the best. They would treated you first class all the way, right? They would pay you top end. It was just great. So I knew that. And I've been around Melania and Donald when they were citizens to know we're okay. Everything's in order. It's not going to get great. But I had no idea he would be this good. He would be this concerted on every effort that he's going, that he would support law enforcement, to the degree that he has, to support the military to the degree that he has. I never thought that he would listen to the pastors and understand those of us whose faith is very strong. Donald Trump, he understands that. And I know, I talk to people in the religious community. The president calls them. How am I doing? What's going on? And then, oh, this too. Then I heard that too. When they said, what do you think of Justin Trudeau after he made that
snarky comment saying, oh, the press conference was too long, you know, and you saw that. They caught Macron and Boris Johnson, and they caught Justin Trudeau talking about the president behind his back. He goes, he was two-faced. Then they had a recording after that of the president saying, I called him two-faced like that. I recognize the tone of the president's voice as he said that. The president will ask it. Donald J. Trump will ask you that he was asking whoever he was talking to when he mentioned that comment after the fact. They said he was gloating. It wasn't gloating. He asks advice on how was that okay that I said that. That's what he was asking. I could tell by the tone of the voice by talking to the man and knowing him just a tiny, tiny little bit that I know him. But they make it always so bad. Oh my God, put it aside. An olive branch has to be put out. An olive. That's why I always say, I don't know. If I were the president, I wouldn't tweet, man. I'm the president. I won. I'm winning and I won. And I got this country screaming, doing great things. It's great things. And you know what? You could just, I wouldn't even talk to the press. I would just let somebody, but I understand your criticisms when I say that, because it's the only defense the president has is to tweet back and to go back, because I've never seen an attack on a president like that. Not Richard Nixon, not Ronald Reagan. And they went after Ronald Reagan in a big way, if you remember. So, you know, it's let me go to Lou in Queens before we break. Lou, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Joey. Well, you know, Nancy, the only thing that was missing with her today is she should have been wearing a Star Trek costume of some sort. We're dealing with a taxpayer-funded, and we're talking about $40 to $15 million of our tax ad against President Trump. And what you said is great, because if this comes to a Senate hearing, not only do I want to hear about Biden and his son, I want to hear about the origins of the Trump collusion, delusion.
That's right.
And the people involved in that. That's
right.
What I want to hear about.
Good. Lou, great call. Thank you so much. You said so with Nancy Pelosi. If you watch it, you'll see it in the news tonight. If you're working or if you're traveling, you got to watch a clip. But she had this stare on her face. She did. She looked like an alien from Star Trek. You're right on the money. And also, I want to tweet this out. This was from John Solomon's website. Schiff surveillance state. The Democrat demands and then discloses the call logs of his opponents. It's illegal what Adam Schiff did. It's illegal. Democrats are trying to convince Americans that President Trump should be ousted for trying to dig up dirt on a rival. They'd have more credibility if they didn't abuse their surveillance powers for drive-by smears of Republicans and a free press. Bingo, right on the money. I'll tweet this out so you can look into that. We got to stand strong, because this is really wrong what's happening. And whether you like the president, don't like the president, the way it's going about, listen, and you got to just go back and watch and listen to Professor Turley. He's right on the money. The people abusing the power are the Democrats, are Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff. 877-970-2999. We will take a break, and we will talk to a great American, a true patriot, Mr. Mike Lindell, CEO, and our dear friend from MyPillow. You don't want to miss that. 936 right now, Big Al standing in. He's doing the news right now on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The answer.
40 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Metro North says the lost and found room at Grand Central is growing by the day. Shelves are bulging with items like lost coats, phones, laptops, and wallets waiting to be found. The railroad says anything found on any Metro North train is brought back to the room and cataloged so a rider can claim it. 28,000 items have ended up in the lost and found. The railroad says it holds on to the more valuable items for up to 5 years, and then it's sold off. Over the years, workers say they've taken in lost hockey sticks, a welder's mask, prosthetic legs, and a bag filled with $17,000 in cash. New Jersey lawmakers are considering a bill that would ban carry-out plastic bags and foam food containers. The Senate Budget and Appropriations Committee holding a hearing on the bill today. Lawmakers are also debating whether to make plastic straws available upon request and place a fee on paper retail bags. Those for the bag ban say it's a win for the environment, but store operators say the ban will make it an inconvenience for customers and could cost customers more money with alternative items. In sports, Fred Wilpon close to selling the Mets. The team owner and CEO reportedly in talks to sell the squad to Steve Cohen, a native Long Islander, billionaire hedge fund manager, who's already a minority owner. If the deal goes through, Cohen controls 80% of the team, but leaves Wilpon and his son Jeff in control of team operations for another 5 years. The Nets beat the Hawks 130-118. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's see what's happening here as you head over to the New York State Thruway southbound, getting down through Newburgh. It looks like an accident was finally cleared. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you head to the Hudson River crossings, about 20 to 25 in across the board. Still kind of heavy, though, from the turnpike approach getting out toward the Holland Tunnel and also from 1 and 9. Let's see what's happening as you take it out to the area of the Garden State Parkway north, the ramp at 142 into 78. An accident there to deal with. And the westbound BQE is still moving really slowly by the Williamsburg Bridge with an accident as well. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 15 to 20 into town. Staten Island Expressway East at Highland Boulevard, they just cleaned up an accident, but do expect some delays. Downtown 6 train delays. Also, New Jersey Transit, the Montclair Booten Line, a 30-minute delay because of a disabled train. Partly cloudy today, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. I love Balance of Nature. I'm going to take my my three fruits right now, and it's antioxidants in capsule form. That's all it is. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. Developed by a doctor, Dr. Douglas Howard, and the whole Howard family, Sue, Dr. Howard's wife, Lex, their son running the company. The grandchildren are great. They're so involved with every aspect of Balance of Nature. Like when you say, I need to take something, like when I said I want an antioxidant, and I will take pycnogenol as an antioxidant. And Sue, this was at lunch, I told you this, Dr. Howard's wife said, no, we have it in there. We have resveratrol in there, and we have grape seed extract in there. They put it in there. They meticulously plan every great fruit and vegetable. They put it in capsule form. Does not upset your stomach. It's 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables in a capsule form. One dose of Balance of Nature has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. I'm telling you, this is it. You got to at least try it. Because I don't even know how. I got one more week of crazy, man. And I went through, you've been following me, and I appreciate that. And Linda, thanks for coming to the show. I got two shows tonight I'll tell you about in a second. I got to have a show in Oakland, California tomorrow night we're going to do to help out first responders, the police and the firefighters of outside of San Francisco, you know? And I take my Balance of Nature religiously, because for some reason I have clarity, I have energy. I don't want to jinx it, by the way. You know what I'm saying? And I've got the stamina to maintain this schedule. So call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you your first this gives you our best pricing and free shipping, and we will take off 25% your first order. 25% off, please. This will be a limited time offer, so please don't wait. It's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751, or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from LA?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Mistle toner.
And ink nog. Huh?
I mean, come on, who doesn't think ink and toner during the holidays?
You don't. Okay. Well, Staples is aiming to fix that. Right now, you get 25% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $200 on toner.
Now who's not thinking ink and toner this holiday?
Give your printer the gift of ink and receive 25% back in rewards.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store.
Ends 12/7/19. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/25 and rewards for details.
Hey, Mike Lindell standing by. You don't want to miss Mike Lindell. I want to tell you about Dr. Romano, if I may, and Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey, and how he and his team are committed to providing personalized care, customized dental treatment. But, you know, Dr. Ed Romano is such a good guy, man. We got together, me and Al were talking to Dr. Ed at the Army game, and he told me about a tremendous cause. We were blown away, and he wants me to mention this to you about a young woman in Dr. Ed's office who was suffering from triple negative breast cancer. She's so young and bright and beautiful. You just hate to see something like this happen to a great gal like that. So, of course, Dr. Romano steps up, right? He organized this amazing fundraiser for her. As you can imagine, her treatment bills are through the roof, and this is Ed's way of helping out, along with his own personal efforts. And we all know someone who has been affected by this terrible disease, so please head to eventbrite.com and search for Raising Hope, a benefit for Natalia Rodriguez, and donate today, please. That's Raising Hope, a benefit for Natalia Rodriguez.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Mike Lindell is a friend, and he's a great, great man. He is the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, and just a great American, a great patriot, a man of strong faith, and he is a friend of the show, and we are so grateful for that. Mike Lindell, Merry Christmas, Mike. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Merry Christmas, Joe. I was just watching you on TV the other day, and I said, there's my mentor going at it out there, telling me I'm a natural, and he's out there just doing it.
You're
awesome,
it.
Joe,
you,
by the way.
No, man, you are the best. You own it. You own it. When Mike says to me, you're listening, but you know the story, Mike says, I don't know. I got to go on the radio. I got to go on. I said, Mike, you're a natural, man. Just be yourself. And you are. You just own it.
That's like four or five years ago. I just finished up my book, Joe. You're in there. I said, I got so much encouragement from my friend Joe at Episcopal, and he just kept telling me I was a natural. I started to believe him. I'm going, well, maybe he's right.
Mike, we've had so much. It's been a blessing to know you all these years, Mike. We've had such fun performing in Minnesota, having fun with you on the road, on the radio. We always appreciate. We tell everybody about the Giza sheets. I am Mr. MyPillow. I got the MyPillow. I got the mattress topper, and I got the Giza sheets at home, and I think of you every night, man. Yeah, I tell you,
Giza sheets are my hottest Christmas item right now. That buy one get one free. We can't keep up, Joe, but we're doing it. We're working night and day.
And not to mention the towel. I'm a single, hardworking father, but I'm a dad and I'm a single guy. I don't even think about towels. I got the MyPillow towels in the bed. Oh, forget about it. They're spectacular how you come up with these items. I mean,
that was the problem solution. I said, what's the deal? You go into the box stores and you feel the towels, they feel lotiony and soft. You get them home and they don't absorb. I'm going, what is with this? Well, I find out. That was actually from 2006. They imported towels into our country, some government trade law, and they started putting softeners in them and putting all these additives, so they felt good, but they didn't work. So we got it fixed, right? And made right here in the USA. This company patented technology, Joe. It's amazing.
It is great. Everything, MyPillow.com. We invite you to go there. Mike, tell me about what you're doing with the cell. You are unbelievable. I don't know that I've seen a more giving individual than you. What are you doing with the Salvation Army now, brother? You're stepping up in this regard. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to tell everyone out there, too, the Salvation Army is, it's right up, you know, for me, it's so dear to me because, you know, I was an ex-crack addict, and they do so much. They're them and Teen Challenge, the best addiction places in the country. And I'm going to do, if you donate today or donate in the next 10 days, whatever it is with what you guys have going on, $100, I'm going to give a free pillow.
Tell us again. So for if they donate $100, they get a free MyPillow from Mike Lindell.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh.
Thank you for that. Tell us about it, because I saw, by the way, the Mark Levin interview was just great. It was just great. Mark let you talk, and you toned down. You said, look, this is what I'm doing, and you're coming up with a concept on how to help the addicts. And now, look at you. Now if you make a $100 donation to the Salvation Army, you'll get a free MyPillow. Mike, I'm telling you. And the book, tell us about the book. Tell us where you are and how you're helping people with the opioid addiction, Mike.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Joe, I just actually 5 days ago got the epilogue done, the last piece that I had to write. And it was This was like 7 years. I've never felt such a relief because I was so particular of everything written because it's going to be such a divine story of hope to help people. But proceeds from that are going to get my Lindell Recovery Network launched. And we're actually, I'm down in Dallas right now. We just had 2 day meetings with all these entities, bringing them together and all the, this was all God. This was all the Lord, just with these download of ideas. And
Amen.
Salvation Army is going to be a big place, big part of this, where I'm going to be sending that. The president, all this could not be done without the great president we have, because, you know, when I met him, we talked about addiction. I told him I was an ex-crack addict when I met him in 2016. And then here he invites me to the opiate bill signing. Things like that are making this, taking the bureaucracy out of it. You know, a lot of these places, you got to be a counselor, went to school for 4 years, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, no, you need to be an ex-addict that found God and he went through a long-term treatment or whatever it is at the Teen Challenge, Salvation Army. And you need to, they're the ones that are the best counselors because they've been there. Joe, I could sit in a room full of crack addicts and I'd have them all quitting and, you know, in no time, because they're looking for hope, and they're looking for hope just like them, you know.
And Salvation Army, you know, I never knew that about the Salvation Army. I saw you talking about it on Levin show, Mike. But then we had actually talked about it in person like that. So now you're actually doing this. And to remind you, if you make a donation, $100 donation, you get a free MyPillow. God bless you for doing that, Mike. I don't know how you keep up on all of this, man.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, Joe. People don't realize about the Salvation Army. I can't say enough great things about that organization. For the last couple of years, I learned, you know, they're not just a company, you know, where you give clothes or whatever, ringing bells at Christmas time, which they can't target anymore because they screwed them over. But that's another story. Salvation Army's been doing addiction since like 1880.
Wow.
They are the best at it because what they do, they bring you back and they address the pains and the stuff that, you know, addiction comes from, wounds and emotional wounds and trauma. Trauma. And it's not a disease. I don't believe it's a disease. I believe it's a mask for pain, and you need to get these addressed. And they're the best. They have so many things with the Salvation Army. They have all these different silos of help that they do, not just for addicts, but just one of the best organizations you can ever put your money behind. If you want to donate to something, you know you're getting the biggest bang for your buck. They are in the top, top one that I've ever known.
You're the best. And if you go to Team 970.
And then you're getting a free pillow to boot.
Team970.org. Team970.org for the Salvation Army. Mike, I love you, man. And I love what you're doing and how you give back. I mean, and how you give credit to to God and your faith, and how you are so cognizant of your fellow American, man. And you know what? It's an honor to know you. We've had some fun, and we always have laughs along the way. But let me thank you on behalf of all of us at the radio station, certainly on the Piscopo show, for being there. You are a shining light, my friend, and we love you. And for this Christmas season, you know, one of our blessings that we count most are that we know and we are friends with the great Mike Lindell. God bless you, my brother.
Well, God bless you, Joe, and you've been a mentor in my life, and one of the few people I couldn't have got where I'm at without you. Just that encouragement along the way, you guys are at the Salem Radio there where you're at. I mean, you guys have been just a blessing to me. You at the radio station, and all you guys are great. So, and all the listeners out there, God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mike. We'll see you soon, my friend, Mike Lindell, right there. There's the man, a great guy. I got to tell you, great guy. And we have laughs, but then he so cares about you. And now look at this. If you make a $100 donation, you go to team970.org, and Mike will give you a free MyPillow just like that. Debbie, I tell you, he's one of a kind.
Wow,
one of a kind.
So generous.
He's such a fun guy. We've had more fun, but he never forgets his roots, never forgets where he's from, and he's so true to the United States. Just a great guy. Honored to have him on the show. Debbie, we love you, girl. Traffic-wise, 9:52. Debbie's looking out for you on this Thursday, December 5th. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise this morning?
And good luck tonight, Joe. Have a wonderful time. Let's see what's happening right now. As you head to New Jersey Transit, the Montclair-Wooten line, still seeing a 30-minute delay with a disabled train out by Watchung Avenue. We're still seeing some slowdowns as you head over to Broad Street and Bound Brook with a serious accident there. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 20 to 25 minutes into town. And traffic moving solely on 84 East up by Exit 10 in Newtown with an accident over there. Alternate side parking in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. It is Red Kettle time. This Christmas, Salvation Army, talking about Mike and Salvation Army now. If you make a $100 donation, you get a free MyPillow from Mike Lindell. How great is that? And Mike will tell you how the Salvation Army helps addicts. And we have the big opioid problem in the country. Salvation Army is front and center. So you got to go to team970.org. Team970.org. If you want to give $100, you get a free MyPillow. I'm just saying. Salvation Army serves over 23 million people in the United States every year with vital services, including shelter and meals and holiday assistance. And we got Tom Principale donated $100. Sally donated $25. You know, here, Joan, $15. Any dollar helps. It does a world of good of your community. You know, just go to team970.org. This is the fight and help hardworking families across our communities, right in our neighborhoods, who struggle to put food on the table, make rent, keep the electricity on every single day. And now this from Mr. Mike Lindell. If you make a $100 donation, you know what? You get a free MyPillow. Right? And you got to go to, if you would, team970.org. Team970.org. Love as an army. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Team970.org.
Here at Honig Conti Perino Insurance, protecting your business is our business. We run a successful firm in Manhattan that prides itself on protecting other businesses with customized insurance policies because we understand what it means to run a business in New York City and beyond. Visit honigconti.com, HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conti Perino Insurance, protecting your business is our business.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Staten Island DA Michael McMahon of Richmond County about the tough initiatives being taken to reduce the number of opioid overdoses and increasing the number of dealer arrests. It's Reaching Out, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Though our day began with a sprinkle or flurry, we'll see intervals of clouds and sunshine today. It'll be blustery and cold with a high of 42, then clear to partly cloudy and cold tonight. The wind will gradually subside. Low 33 in Midtown, 24 to 28 in parts of northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Tomorrow will turn out mostly cloudy. There may be an afternoon or evening shower, the high 43. For Saturday, sunshine and some clouds, breezy and colder, high 35. Sunday, sunshine, then increasing clouds, high 44. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about MyPillow. I can't tell you what a great guy Mike is, man. You hear it in his voice. He's just a caring individual. Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow. You know what I love about him, too, is that he's loyal. He's loyal to you. He understands that you helped build the MyPillow brand. He knows that. So he comes up with this whole concept. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and you click on the radio listener specials, you get the mattress toppers, great discounts on the mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Check out the towels, the MyPillow. Now for every time I mention Salvation Army, if you give $100 every time I mention it, the first five callers get a free MyPillow, please. Now, Mike is offering a first time. You got to do this. Buy one, get one free offer today on Giza Sheets, plus free shipping. Buy one, get one free. This is what you got to do. I love the Giza Sheets. You will love them as well. And you know, MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty. Well, like, that's not enough, right? Well, MyPillow, Mike has just announced they are extending the 60-day money-back guarantee right through December 25th. Look, orders placed between now and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st,
2020. This is spectacular. Now's the time. Buy one, get one free and free shipping on the Giza sheets from MyPillow.com. Just check out the radio listener specials, all right? Buy one, get one free on Giza sheets plus free shipping. You got to use the promo code AM970. 800-651-0798 for these great specials. Check them out, please, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AM970. Hey, what a show. Oh, my gosh, that went so quickly. Mike Gallagher, 10:05. You don't want to miss Mike coming up. Frankie Five Boroughs, thank you, man. I love you. And I love you, too, Albert and Debbie. We appreciate it so very much. I will see if you go on to Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, you will see where I am tonight. I'd love to see you at the Padre Pio event, at the other events that we're doing in Oakland, California. If you're listening in San Francisco, I'll see you there tomorrow night. But I'll be on the air tomorrow, 6 a.m. Let's do this all over again. Thank you for being the great patriot that you are. Thanks for believing in family, God, and country. They are not going to take us down. So help me, God, they're not going to take us down as hard as they try. Keep the spirit, stay vigilant, onward and forward. We will prevail. We, the people, will prevail. Piscopo in the morning. Go out and make it the best Thursday ever. And you know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
40 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. NYPD cops say they're not sure yet what killed a 55-year-old Queens woman found dead in her home on Wednesday. Police say Virginia Pompino found in her Marathon Parkway apartment lying down on her side with head injuries. Her boyfriend is being interviewed by police. Schools in Sparta, New Jersey shut again today after the power was knocked out during Monday's snowstorm. Utility crews working around the clock to rewire most of the town, but today many still don't have electricity. JCP&L says it hopes to have most power restored by tonight. About 10,000 homes and businesses across Sussex County still don't have the electricity back on today. In sports, Nets beat the Hawks by the final of 130-118. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.